Well, you know what that sound means. Either you've got your devices confused and you've actually tuned to the Turner Classic Movies channel, or perhaps you're searching for special coverage of the impeachment trial, and, well, this music sounds about right for that. Or maybe the Roaring Twenties 2.0 is upon us, and you're on the guest list. Yeah, it's the last one.
Wow.
That's the right answer. Yeah, we've reconvened the guest list for the first time in the new year and a new decade. Can you believe this?
And we're in a speakeasy.
Yeah, okay. Well, it's just happens to be the 20s, so we can, you know, hasten back to the Roaring 20s. Or are you guys one of those purists that argues over whether it's really the first year of a new decade or the last year of the old decade?
Well, actually.
Oh, God, that's so annoying.
Reliving Y2K over here.
Oh, gosh. Well, either way, we're here for you, the listener, to get you set to take on the next several weeks of live shows here in the Classic City. I'm Chris Shoup, and I'm here with the real stars of the guest list. Of course, that's Athens music junkie, blogger Jordan Stepp, flagpole editor Gabe Vodica, and the Peabody's Molly Williams. Welcome, everyone.
All right.
Nice to be back.
We've got a lot to get to, and as the old Jerry Reed song says, we've got a long way to go and a short time to get there.
Truer words.
Just watch old Bandit run, right?
Yep. Yeah? Are you Bandit in this situation?
I probably am, I guess.
Definitely.
All right. Well, how about you get us started, Jordan, on what's up first?
All right. So up first is my pick, Bit Brigade, playing the Caledonia on Friday, February 7th at 9 p.m. with Thousand Air. And if you're not familiar with Bit Brigade, their whole thing is they play rock versions of video game soundtracks while one of their band members beats the game live.
It's a whole thing.
That's just crazy.
Yeah, it also feels like your blood pressure must just be going the whole time. Like, is he gonna win?
Yeah.
Is he gonna win? Thankfully, he's very good at video games.
Yeah, but anything can happen.
So, one of the great things I love about this is there's a whole like underground industry built around video game soundtracks and covers, and it's just a massive thing. And we are so lucky to have Bit Brigade be from and around Athens.
Yeah, and they're kind of a huge deal in this.
They're a massive deal. They're like a huge, huge deal. So I wanted to pick out something that they were probably going to perform on Friday, and that would be Shadow Man from Mega Man 3. I don't know if any of you have played Mega Man 3.
It's been years. I have not.
We had a Nintendo, and I think like the only game that we advanced to was Mario 3, and my sister was really good at it, and I was not.
Shocker.
Yeah.
Are you a gamer, Jordan?
I am. And I listen to video game soundtracks while I'm at work because they're designed to be.
What?
Hear me out. Whenever you're creating a video game soundtrack, it's designed to be heard while you're doing something else without being distracting.
Okay.
So it's the perfect thing for me to kind of like drown out my coworkers, but still be able to like focus on what I'm doing.
Motivates you to complete the task.
That's brilliant.
You know, based on some of your Facebook posts, I'd say you're drowning them out a lot.
Shh. Some of them listen to the show.
Oh, sorry. Sorry about that.
Sometimes we all need to, you know, recenter our focus.
I understand. Mm. Yeah, I guess it'll come as a surprise that the old guy in the room thinks this is just crazy. This is just wackiness. What is this nuttiness of video game music and actually performing it?
Well, I think there's a whole generation, I guess maybe two generations now, that really grew up on video games.
Yeah.
And were a huge part of their childhood and their, you know, teenhood and into adulthood. And then, so it's just kind of part of the fabric of their lives, I think. And they are the ones who really keep this sort of cottage industry going, like Jordan was saying.
Yeah.
You ever play Pong?
Oh, wow. She really is trying to age me on this one.
Tetris.
Actually, I did have the original Pong.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. I sure did when it first came out, yeah.
What about Tetris?
Tetris, I played that.
Yeah, Tetris is a great mind soother for me. You just lose yourself in it.
See, there you go.
And I got to admit, I still like video games. I just can't make the crossover into actually listening to those sometimes.
Well, the other cool thing about a lot of these soundtracks that they're playing are they are like really great pieces of composed music.
Yeah.
A lot of the predominantly Japanese composers, I think, that do a lot of these games are like very serious, actually very serious composers and are very good at what they do.
Yeah, look up Koji Kondo if you ever get a chance. He was responsible for most of the Mario themes. And if you've ever played a Mario game, you can probably hear all of that in your head right now.
Right. Yeah.
All right, you've got my attention. Let's give this thing a shot. This is Shadow Man from the album Mega Man 3, and it's on the guest list. All right, so that was Bit Brigade, the album Mega Man 3, and that was Shadow Man, and that's how we're kicking things off here in this new decade. That was Jordan Stepp's pick for Something Not to Miss, and that is coming up at the Caledonia on Friday the 7th. So that's, again, this is back to this spectacle art and music coming together, in my opinion, right?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of cool. I like it.
It's also likely to be their last performance of Mega Man 3 in Athens. So if you haven't seen it, go see it.
Nice.
All right. So moving on to Molly Williams, Shovels and Rope coming to town. Tell us about this show.
Yeah. Well, this I think is a perfect like Valentine's Eve show. Shovels and Rope is a duo, Michael Trent and Carrie Ann Hurst. And they are not only partners in this band, they're also partners in life. And when people talk about them, they talk about how they, when they perform or just when they're conceiving of their art, how they can just look at each other and communicate on this sort of like otherworldly plane. So if you are wanting to be inspired by both having that connection with another human being and like with the music that produces, you should go see Shovels and Rope.
Mm.
So they last year had a second child, put out a new record, and published a kid's book.
Wow.
Pretty impressive. And they also have been curating this music festival that I want to say that they started in Charleston called the High Water Festival since 2017. Their lineup for this April looks really awesome. They've got Nathaniel Rateliff, Andrew Bird, Drive By Truckers, who we're going to talk about in a little bit, cool. Wilco, Brittany Howard, Mavis Staples, Sharon Van Etten.
Goodness.
Like, yeah, it's incredible. And it's just a 2-day Saturday, Sunday in Charleston. So if you can get over to see that, you'll just see Shovels and Rope again, but with all these other folks. And they put out about 4 records over the last decade and a little bit. Record in this most recent one they did in their own backyard, in their own studio. They wanted to stay close to home because they're kids and their other projects, but you'll hear on the track that they harmonize really well and they share the vocals, but they also apparently like share the other instruments and they'll like get up in the middle of a song and just sort of hand off the guitar or whatever, and the other person will pick up and keep running.
I thought you were going to say they hand off the baby.
Maybe they do that too. Who knows? and their music is a really kind of singular blend of Americana, indie rock, country, punk, folk, blues. They say they're not really going for a particular sound. They just really enjoy like building the music together and building their live shows. And they describe it on their site as music that exudes raw beauty, honesty, grit, and passion.
Mm-hmm.
You like, that's very true.
I think they've described their sound as sloppy tonk, which I like.
Oh, I love that.
Sloppy tonk.
I like that a lot. That's good stuff.
Yeah. And yet, they don't seem sloppy when you watch them perform. Like, they kind of just know what's happening. But it does, but it also has this quality.
Sort of maybe that punk energy or something that they bring to it. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, they don't take themselves too seriously.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Well, and this is a fairly popular group too. So they're going to go with the Georgia Theater as the venue.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking they're going to pack it out.
Yeah, they've really been on the rise the last couple of years. Mm-hmm. They're one of those kind of Americana groups that everybody seems to know, and they play a lot of festivals. And I think they played Wildwood Revival last year.
Oh, cool!
They're on the circuit for sure.
Yeah.
All right, what are we going to listen to, Molly?
So we're going
to
hear a song called "The Wire" from the album they put out last year, By Blood, and. I really dig this one.
It's Shovels and Rope on the guest list.
I've been a disappointment from time to time. I'm prone to swing at mirrors. I interrupt slow talkers and I need everyone to like me. But I won't fail you when I walk out on the wire. No, I won't fail you when I walk out on the wire. No, I won't fail you when I walk out on the wire. No, I won't fail you when I walk out on the wire. There's nothing I can say. But I'm sorry now. I try to make it up to you somehow. But I'm no better than I'll ever be. I'm just a beggar down here on my knees. I won't fail you when I walk out on the wire. No, I won't fail you when I walk out on the wire. No, I won't fail you when I walk out on the wire. No, I won't fail you when I walk out on the wire. It's waiting.
All right, so that was Shovels and Rope with the song The Wire from the album By Blood, and they'll be coming to the Georgia Theater on Thursday, February 13th, ahead of Valentine's Day. That should be a really good show.
Yeah.
That's a good sound. I like that.
Mm-hmm. Thanks, me too.
All right, so let's move on to even bigger news, the Drive-By Truckers coming back into town. Tell us a little bit about this series of shows, Gabe.
Yeah, the Truckers are back for their annual Heathens Homecoming series. Or He Athens Homecoming. I don't know. They capitalize the A and emphasize the Athens. But...
Those rascals.
Of course, one of the biggest success stories of Athens music for the past 20 years or so. Truckers are huge, obviously, yeah. And they do this series, homecoming series at the 40 Watt every year. Always a big time, always sold out and packed out. But they've kind of experienced a bit of a creative and career resurgence over the past few years. They, of course, have been steadily releasing music since the late 90s. Never really have taken that much of a break. But I think some fans would say they sort of hit a little bit of a lull maybe in the beginning part of the last decade. Their albums maybe didn't have quite the same energy. They themselves have sort of admitted as much and said that we weren't feeling it for a few years there. And then a few years ago, they came back in 2016, I believe, with an album called American Band that found them really reinvigorated, really tackling a lot of social issues and a lot of course, this was before the 2016 election, so there was a lot of tension in the air and a lot of those topics were kind of hot button issues. And the Truckers have never been scared of tackling a hot button social issue through their music. So they went for it on American Band. And now they're back with a follow-up to that record, which is even more sort of fiery. And it's kind of a cynical record. They are kind of assessing the situation we find ourselves in, I guess, as a country and as a global community. And they don't seem too thrilled about it.
You know, I read a really great interview, or maybe it's just like a think piece by Patterson Hood in No Depression, where he talked about this album and he talked about like recording it in Wyoming, or stopping in Wyoming and going to this Mexican restaurant.
Yeah.
Like, the first verse just sort of came to him, but I liked what he had to say, that they were in this quandary about having to write about what was happening in a way that felt like its own thing and was not just a continuation of American Band,
right,
but also didn't want to step back from the statements that they were making there and just really trying to figure out what this record was going to be.
Yeah.
It sounds like they got it and they got in the groove and they just went for it.
Yeah. I mean, it's an unapologetic record in that sense. The Truckers have, like I said, they've never shied away from politics or social issues, and they've sort of carved out a unique path for themselves because of that and the scene that they came up in. They sort of started as kind of this twangy alt country kind of Southern rock band of good old boys, and they really made their sort of left-leaning politics known very early on and have really cultivated a very unique fan base because of that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But their music is great, and just sonically it appeals to, anybody who likes that good old-fashioned kind of Southern rock, really muscular guitars and great rhythms.
Yeah.
Really a potent band, and if you've never seen their live show, it's something to experience.
Yeah, the first year that I lived here, I went, and I'm sad that I missed the call and didn't buy tickets, but maybe I can find one last minute, because it's an experience worth having, and I can only imagine in this moment, this music, in this space,
yeah,
how explosive that's going to be.
For sure.
Now, do they normally play the 40 Watt when they come in and do this, right?
They do. I think maybe one year it was at the Georgia Theater. Maybe that was separate from the homecoming. I think the 40 Watt is generally the homecoming home base.
Because they could easily fill out the theater
if
they really wanted to.
Yeah.
But it's such a cool energy if you're in one of these sold out 40 watt shows with the Truckers. I mean, everybody is just having a blast.
It's a little sweaty.
It's a little sweaty.
Yeah, I kind of have to fumigate my clothes afterwards.
You may get some beer spilled on you.
You might see people taking clothes off.
Ooh.
I had that experience.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
But,
at a Drive-By Trucker show?
Yep.
Oh, did we talk about
we
this?
We did.
Wow,
dude came in overalls and was like, by the end of this show, I'm going to be naked. And we were like, where can we move?
Wow.
And I didn't see him at the end of the show
thankfully.
On purpose.
Yeah.
But I saw him get pretty low in terms of like the amount of coverage.
Wow. Goodness. Okay.
Buyer beware.
Watch out for that guy.
Man, no doubt.
He'll be there. I know he will.
Well, now, Patterson is now living up in Portland. Is that right?
Yeah, Patterson Hood is in Oregon. Cooley, I believe, is in Alabama, maybe Birmingham.
I think so.
So there's a few of the members that live here in town. Their principal songwriters do not live in town. So I think Athens still considers them very much an Athens band, though.
Mm-hmm. Oh, sure, yeah. Well, let's listen to something from this new album. This is called Armageddon's Back in Town, from the album The Unraveling. Here's Drive-By Truckers. All right, so that was Drive-By Truckers from the album The Unraveling. That's the new album. That was called Armageddon's Back in Town. And speaking of being back in town, the Drive-By Truckers will be doing their homecoming series of shows Thursday through Saturday, February 13th through the 15th. And I'm guessing those are probably already sold out, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So maybe get outside. You might be able to snag one out there at the door, maybe. Yeah.
I think occasionally they will release last-minute tickets. I'm not sure if they'll do that this time, but keep an eye out.
Yeah, plus, you know, some of your friends, they might fall ill or not be able to find a sitter or whatever.
Yeah, or
they
mysteriously
might have
disappear.
Tickets.
Or, you know,
You know, I haven't really... I
wake up to find their Achilles heel is no longer working.
Wow. All right.
George. Just depends on how badly you want to see that show.
Okay, slash what kind of voodoo doll you got going.
All right, then. You know, I never noticed it before, but that had a little bit of the Replacements feel to me. The sound was real reminiscent of that.
And I know Patterson is a big Replacements fan and fan of that era of kind of alternative rock.
So yeah.
Yeah, he is bringing, they're bringing a little more of that kind of punk spirit into their music.
That's great. Well, that's going to be a great series of shows, no doubt. Mm-hmm. All right, so let's move on to Rushton Kelly. Molly, tell us a little bit about this show.
Yeah, I think this is going to be a real interesting show. So Rushton Kelly, he's an American singer, songwriter. He's based in Nashville. He moved there when he was 17, and he kind of established himself by writing a song for Tim McGraw. And then... continued to struggle with drug addiction for several years. And he got clean in 2016. And then a few months later, he was playing at the Bluebird Cafe and met his wife, Kacey Musgraves. A few of you might have heard of her.
Yeah.
The current queen of Nashville.
Right, no doubt. Yeah.
But they got married, like, I don't know, a little over a year later. And it seems like they're in a really supportive partnership. He stayed sober, which is awesome. And last year, he released his first full-length, Dying Star, and that got some really good pickup. I think he writes a lot of songs that are self-reflective and super, super honest about where he's been and what he's survived, and it's kind of, I don't know, I'd like to see him live because I think he's going to bring a different energy to it than when just the recordings are kind of downbeat. He also put out an album last year. He did a cover of some of his favorite emo songs, and he included a Taylor Swift song in there.
Oh.
He created his own genre that he calls dirt emo.
Okay.
So it's pretty funny. He did actually get, he did a cover of Dashboard Confessionals' Screaming Infidelities. It was like the emo anthem, right? Uh-huh. But he got the singer from Dashboard Confessional to do it with him.
Wow. See, I would call that crying country.
Oh, yeah.
You should have workshopped that a little bit more.
Yeah. Dirt emo. I don't know. I mean, I haven't listened to it yet, but it could be okay. But he also says that he prefers to work with female songwriters, and he's done some work with Joy Williams from the Civil Wars and Natalie Emby from the Highwaymen. Because he feels like their energy brings him tranquility, and he finds the feminine spirit incredibly powerful.
Hmm.
So, yeah, kind of interesting well, guy, this Rushton Kelly.
Yeah, and he's in line with, you know, we've talked about Kacey Musgraves and others like her before, where there's sort of the evolution of country music in Nashville, moving away from the sort of macho beer and pickup trucks kind of music to a more maybe reflective or diverse inviting kind of sound and vibe.
Yeah.
And he's in, I think he fits in with that crowd for sure.
Yeah.
Which is cool to see that sort of coming to the forefront of country music.
It doesn't surprise me that he and Kacey then like forged this partnership. I guess a lot of Golden Hour was inspired by the beginnings of their relationship. So.
Mm, beautiful record.
It is, yeah.
Well, you know, speaking of the female influence in Nashville, you know, ladies drink beer and drive trucks and lose their dogs, too.
Well, it's true. And actually, so, after I said that, I should point out also that you do have folks like Miranda Lambert and the Highwaymen.
Oh, yeah.
Who are doing, sort of maybe taking control or taking, you know, asserting their agency and saying we can play those kind of songs, too.
Yeah. Well, what do you want to listen to here? Molly.
I would love to share the song with you, Mockingbird, that comes off of Dying Star. I chose not to go with a dirt emo track.
Well, that's good.
But you might hear some dirt emo from Rushton Kelly.
All right, well, let's listen to Mockingbird. Of course, Rushton Kelly will be playing Thursday, the 20th of February, at the 40 Watt. And here's Mockingbird from the album Dying Star. It's Rushton Kelly on the guest list.
Thank you. every page. Hey, pretty little mockingbird, keep singing them sad, sad songs. Sorry, rain on my window. I'm dying when the morning comes. Flew away in the night with the raven. Now I'm underneath the willows hanging. I'm too strung out to be upside down.
All right, so that was Rushton Kelly, the song Mockingbird from the album Dying Star, and he'll be performing the 40 Watt Club on Thursday, February the 20th. And let me just say, that was really good, and I'm a big fan of the harmonica. I mean, when you throw that in there, you got me. That's it. I'm done.
That intro made me really sad that I can't listen to Ryan Adams for a very long time, actually.
I was going to say that, too.
Dang. But we got Rustin Kelly. Kelly is done. That's great.
He's filling the void for conscientious Ryan Adams fans.
And you're so right about the lyrics. Really, really thoughtful lyrics there.
Yeah. I mean, anytime anyone brings up Parker Posey,
yeah, no doubt,
I'm on board.
All right, so let's move on to Jordan Stepp. And Jordan, tell us about this She He He concert coming up, which, again, probably my favorite band name.
How can you not grin when you're saying
your
name?
You can't do it. You just can't do it.
You just have to have a smile on your face.
Which is what just amazing creativity there. They had to think about, you know, what can we name our band where people are just not going to be able to not smile. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I feel like that kind of carries over to their music,
right?
Because they are that, you know, punk ethos, but in a happy kind of constructive way.
Right.
And I feel like punk and hardcore can often get just very, very masculine or very down. Mm-hmm. And I've never been able to really say that about She He He. They're always very upbeat and just hilarious and just great.
Yep.
So this show, they're playing with Hayride and 5'8".
And triple threat.
Yeah, no doubt.
It's one of the most insane lineups I think I see for the rest of the spring.
Whoa.
How about that?
That's a big
You heard
statement.
It here first. Jordan Stepp calling this the show of the spring on the guest list. Did you get that? Okay.
Got it.
All right.
Well, I mean, any one of these three bands would be worth just seeing alone, but having them all together and how high energy and just how entertaining all of them are, it's a great deal. And of course, She-He-He is opening for Against Me later on in April, which is mind-boggling.
Yeah.
It'll be a great to talk about spring concerts. Come on.
Boom. Welcome to Athens.
Right. So I'm really excited about where they've been going with their music lately. They've just been practicing and just really getting together and creating something a lot more their own. And I hope you get to go see that and kind of feel their progress as a band.
Yeah, they have evolved, like you were saying. Like, their sound is very much a punk rock sound, and sort of a positive punk rock sound or an upbeat kind of punk rock sound. But they've gotten so much more kind of tight and anthemic, and just like you want to pump your fist to every line and every song with these guys, and they just have such great chemistry on stage, and that's just really, really evident from the live show.
Yeah, I love that they describe themselves as first and foremost a good time.
Yeah,
because it's true.
And what better sort of ethos to embody as a band than like, we're going to put on a show and we're going to have a good time and we're going to make that the thing.
Yeah, right.
I got to say, since we mentioned it, the ability to put together these groups like this to sort of make a super show, how does that come about? I mean, I know we talk about, we're so really kind of spoiled here in Athens with so many great venues, but I know Velena Vago over at 40 Watt, I mean, how do you just keep on, how do you match the shows that are going on there these days, huh? And how do you put something like that together? I mean, how does that happen? Where is it more about the bands just kind of like each other and so it just works? Or is there some greasing of gears that has to go on to get them all together like that?
Hey, man, you want to play a show? Yeah.
That's pretty much it.
You available on Friday?
Yeah.
I mean, that's sometimes it, but
well, yeah, no, I think you hit it right on the head. That's sort of like the prevailing vibe among Athens musicians is that, you know, we're never too big for our britches around these parts.
Yeah,
you're gonna play a show with your friend's band, regardless of if you're 5'8" or if you're just starting out.
And I feel like if someone says to you, hey, I got like She-He-He and Hayride lined up for this, if you're in 5'8", right, are you going to be like, nah, pass?
We don't have time for that.
Like, well, that's one of the things I love about 5'8" and She-He-He and Hayride. All these bands, they're so great, like we were talking about, but they will just like play any show you ask them to.
Yeah. I mean, you don't even have to be really the same genre. And sometimes Hayride will show up and you're like, oh, cool.
Yeah.
Hayride.
And, yeah. Oh, man. I saw 5'8" play for the first time in a while at, I guess it was a Halloween weekend. And they played the Caledonia in like a 15-minute set because there were like 10 bands playing. And, man, they're still so good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Go to the show.
Really, really good. Well, on that note, let's give a listen. Jordan, what do you got for us?
Okay, so this is Sorry You Love Me from the 2017 release Endless Summer.
And it's on the guest list.
Treat you the way you want me to.
right, so that was Sorry You Love Me from the album Endless Summer by our favorite band name. And they'll be playing the 40 Watt Club on Friday, February 21st, and that's with Hayride and 5/8. So just an unbelievable slate right there to go see. That's a good one.
Yeah, rock and roll ain't dead.
All right. Well, moving on to the Classic City Wax release party. Gabe, tell us a little bit about this.
Well, this is a very cool project that is being celebrated with a release show at the Caledonia on February 22nd. Classic City Wax Volume 1 is the name of a new vinyl-only compilation of Athens hip-hop artists.
Amazing.
So we've talked about local hip-hop quite a bit on the show, so our listeners are hopefully somewhat familiar with the sort of the current scene and how it's really evolved and exploded over the past few years. So this is a really cool way for Athens to showcase some of this music. It was funded, in fact, by an arts and community grant from the Athens Cultural Affairs Commission. So we've got a lot of great support that's making this possible. Pressed at Kindercore Vinyl, engineered by Jesse Mangum. Everything was done locally, and it all features exclusively local hip-hop artists. So a really cool kind of package to showcase the scene. Montu Miller had a big hand in organizing this. He, of course, is a local hip-hop promoter who's done a whole lot for the scene over the last couple of decades. So the artists featured on the LP, a lot of them our listeners will be familiar with, Issues, Squale, King Blanco, I think we've mentioned all these folks on the show before, the YOD, Caulfield, of course, Lingua Franca's on there. So a great list of artists. This is going to be a really, really cool show and LP. So it's being exclusively released on vinyl. There's not going to be a stream. There's not going to be a download, which is another kind of neat aspect to it.
Yeah. Kicking it old school.
This is the one that you buy to send to all your friends to be like, please come to Athens and enjoy this amazing compilation and go see these shows with me.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, I mean, it's you know, we don't really have anything like this for hip-hop or any other kind of music in Athens, you know, aside from maybe the Athfest compilations, which I think they actually stopped doing a couple of years ago. So it's a neat, way to showcase Athens music in its current, very sort of vibrant and vital state.
And all different pockets of, I mean, we've got Kindercore.
Right.
The folks you've mentioned who are participating and putting it together, and then the artists themselves. I mean, what a beautiful, this is like the best of Athens, right? It's like all the key players came together in exactly the right configuration to make this amazing, beautiful piece of art. And here you go, general public.
Right.
You're welcome.
Right.
And it's called Volume 1, so hopefully we're going to get a Volume 2.
Yeah, that would be very cool to see this keep going as a series. I think a lot of people would be very stoked about that. Just a really cool project. I think something that will be well worth picking up on vinyl and checking out this release show, where I assume most, if not all, of the performers on the record will be showing off their stuff at the Caledonia.
And so when you do a show like this with so many different acts, how many are involved in this? Like how many different...
I know there's 12 tracks on the record. I think maybe a couple folks have multiple tracks. So probably about 8 or 10 folks.
And so you show up on a Saturday. This is February 22nd at the Caledonia. And what do you say, a start time on something like this, 9, 10 o'clock? And then how long will you expect to hear from each one, you think?
Probably, you know, they won't all be doing full sets. I would imagine there'd be some trading off, some collaboration, and, you know, maybe each performer gets 5 or 10 minutes would be my guess.
Okay.
Yeah. And then maybe they come back for some collabs.
Yeah. So in the end, you're still looking at probably a 2-hour event and really get a good taste of just about everything.
Yeah. Yeah. And if you've never been to a live hip hop show, you should go because it is, it's different than a rock show.
Yeah.
And the vibe is different, but the energy is super high. And, you know, there's a lot of audience participation encouraged.
Yeah.
Well, plus with so many acts coming on and off the stage, who knows what sort of pairings you see you don't get to hear even on this incredible record that they've made.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was driving at. That should be really cool.
Yeah.
All right. Well, what are we going to hear from this this new release?
So I would say probably the biggest local name aside from Lingua Franca on the record is Issues. And he's, of course, been around Athens for probably 20 years now, if not longer, doing his thing. So he's a super talented MC. He's got a great sort of old school style. And he's got a track on the compilation called Wow.
And it's on the guest list.
Amazing, put the beats all on you dudes like a fraternity hazing. Top flight security of the whole world, Craig. Government procurement, make the whole world beg. You wonder how they brainwash you to think slavery is over. Just look into the method of MK Ultra. And when you do that, then you're gonna start to realize why they killed Tukey, but they kept Charles Manson alive. My name is Mr. ISH.
Superhero.
I be flying with an outstretched cape. Swooping down to cool it down, the foolish sound absurd. When they tell us we ain't dying, man, you got a lot of nerve. I'm driving super fast in the road, got a lot of curves. They say I got a lot to say, oh yeah, I got a lot of words.
That's a thing now, that's a thing now. Rap dudes can't rap, so they sing now. That's a thing now, that's a thing now. Wow. That's a thing now, that's a thing now. Tough guys ain't as tough as they seem now. That's a thing now, that's a thing now. Wow. That's a thing now.
Please, I want the cheese, so cut the BS. I agree that others bleed for me to say what I say. But that don't mean that I'm wrong if I say it my way. You can't relate to me at all if you don't stay where I stay. Unless I get on the song and say what I hate. And when you hear me roar, you gon' say I'm irate. Nah, I'm just a little fed up with the setup that a skin color can get a shot down.
That's messed up. Yeah, it is.
Come with me and peep the scenery. Seems to me the streets is teeming with schemers that seem to be trying to get by, stay alive, chase a dream on we. Put your hands high like you was puffing the greenery.
Put them up right now.
And make it turn into a fist. If I was on some other ish, they turn it to a hit. Don't call me out by name and make me turn it to a diss. The kid and turn it to a furnace. Now I'm burning them with this.
That's a thing now. That's a thing now. Rap dudes can't rap, so they sing now. That's a thing now. That's a thing now. Wow. That's a thing now.
All right, so that was Wow from Issues, part of the Classic City Wax Volume 1, and there will be a release party at the Caledonia Lounge, and what a night of performances from local rappers that's going to be.
Yeah, and just a really cool celebration of the scene.
That's awesome. That's on Saturday, February 22nd. Well, we've reached that part of the show where we just kind of look around, and is there anything else that we kind of want to talk about before we head out tonight?
I would love to mention one other thing, which is that on Valentine's Day, February 14th, Flickr Theater and Bar downtown is celebrating its 20th anniversary as a venue.
Yay! Happy birthday, Flickr!
With a show featuring Elf Power, Scott Splane of Neutral Milk Hotel, and Deep State, and a late-night DJ set with DJ Mahogany himself.
Fantastic.
Wow. And so, that's going to be at the Flicker Theater.
At Flicker on Valentine's Day. So if you're looking for something to do with your sweetie.
Or with your Galentine pack. Right.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Or your drinking buddy.
Yeah. Well, I mean, come on, Molly. If we were all going to go out on Valentine's Day.
I'm going to issue a challenge right now.
We would be sweeties of each other, right?
That's true. Yeah, I feel like we're sweeties right now.
Yeah, I'm kind of sweet on Jordan and you and Gabe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, I say challenge accepted.
Uh-oh.
It's on, crew. We're getting jackets.
Oh, here come the jackets.
And we're going to Flicker.
Here come the jackets.
We're going to get one of those heart necklaces, but we're going to have to try and split it four ways.
Yeah.
I'm going to bring conversation hearts.
Oh,
let's get some of those candy necklaces so we can like eat pieces of it along the way. That would be kind of cool.
Do they make them in Tums?
Aren't those just Tums?
I feel like they're just so chalky. They might as well just be Tums.
So you can say they are the necklace.
Or you can make your own, I guess, if you wanted to. Make your own.
Did you guys give Valentines to your classmates at school?
Totally.
Yeah, we were required to have one Valentine per person. Yeah.
You don't want anybody to feel left out.
Yeah.
So show up to Flicker with Valentine's for everybody. I don't know, bring a couple hundred.
Yeah.
People are going to be coming in and out. But, of course, we mentioned that lineup is great. Elf Power, one of my favorite local bands of all time. Scott Spillane, who has his great project, EXP. And Deep State. Man, great lineup.
Yeah.
So what are we going to listen to from Elf Power then?
Let's check out a track from their most recent album, Twitching in Time was the name of the record that came out in 2017. And we're going to hear one of my favorite tracks from that record, which is called The Cat Trapped in the Wall.
Oh, it's on the guest list.
Spreading out across the lines and spilling down the puddles fall. You buried it alive till it came crawling back for more. Fell asleep with the rats in the corner. Felt the warm breath coming away. Staring at the sun.
So that was Cat Trapped in the Wall from Elf Power, who will be playing the Flicker Theater Anniversary Party on February 14th, and you just might see the guest list there, huh?
Yeah, all V-Day'd out.
Yeah.
Need y'all pinky swear, so now it's on.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. And of course, Molly will be there in her pink wig for Valentine's Day, right? Maybe.
Okay. All right. Because you asked so nicely and on the air.
There you go. Yeah. In front of everyone. Well, that's just about going to do it for us here on the guest list. I'd like to take this moment to thank our crew today. Gabe Vodica of Flagpole Magazine, Molly Williams of the Peabody Awards, and of course, Athens music junkie Jordan Stepp. I'm your host, Chris Shoup, and you've been listening to the award-winning program, The Guest List, recognized by the Georgia Association of Broadcasters as the best local radio program in 2015. You know, it's about time for a repeat.
I was going to say.
Yeah, I wasn't on that cruise.
Nor was I.
What's been going on since then? I don't know. Yeah, fingers crossed on that one. Well, the program is a production of WUGA and is recorded right here in the production studio 1A here at the Georgia Center on the campus of the University of Georgia. The guest list is heard each month as part of the rotation, a rotation of local music shows heard each Monday and Wednesday night at 9 p.m. Usually our spot is towards the end of the month, but there's always something good on at 9 o'clock, so why not just make that part of your regular routine? In the meantime, have a good evening and a great month of live concert going. Good night, everybody.